I almost gave this episode the following title, Dreaming of Life After COVID, but I quickly changed my mind because of something that this whole crazy situation made me realize. There's no point in thinking about life after COVID. The question I realized that we all need to be asking ourselves is, how do we want to live our lives now? Unfortunately, it's becoming incredibly clear that we have at least another year of dealing with the coronavirus and all of the situations connected to it. But the thing is, life won't stop between now and then, unless you're dead. And that's, you know, not good to say, but it's true, right? So you're still living. What that means is you have to make choices for now. This new reality means that all of us need to start asking ourselves some very different questions that maybe we should have been asking before all of this craziness started. In this episode, I will share 5 life lessons learned during the Rona. To access the show notes for this episode, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/life-lessons-learned. Watch the 20-minute workshop, Why Now is the Time to Publish Your First Book. Click the link in the show notes to take the workshop. If you've already decided to write that first book and need support and resources, join the Make Money with eBooks Academy today. Gain ongoing access to the following: a supportive author community, ongoing access to resources for your self-publishing journey, twice a month live office hours, author hot seats, in-depth coverage of the following topics: book writing and productivity, marketing, building your author brand, pricing, and more. By the way, this academy is ideal for those of you who are writing nonfiction and fiction works, as I write both. I also have had students in the academy who are looking to publish children's books, and I am building out a section specific to that. So if you're interested in publishing your first book, make sure you go to the show notes in order to access that information. Again, the show notes are at michelleismoneyhungry.com/life-lessons-learned. Life lesson number 1, now is the time to do the thing, whatever that thing is that you've been dragging your feet on. It could be writing that first book, launching that product, trying out for that dance squad, even if you're well past 20. Lose or gain the weight, create that community that you've always dreamed of, hike that mountain, start planning that adventure trip, even though you've got kids, you've decided to take them with you. Become a parent, however that looks, whether it's naturally, foster, IVF, whatever. Start your business, become a DJ. Learn a new language, finish paying off that debt, date, divorce, whatever it is, now is the time to do the thing. You get the picture. Whatever it is that you've been overthinking about doing in your life, stop and get started on it, because at the heart of it, you know it's time for you to get it done. Life lesson number 2. The heart of personal finance is developing the ability to learn how to manage financial uncertainty. And it's freaking hard to do. Here are some of the aspects of managing your personal finances that are all about dealing with uncertainty. There will always be circumstances outside of your control. Here are some examples. Oh, I don't know, pandemics, layoffs, your supervisor's moods, personal habits, personal financial knowledge, whether you have it or not, access to financial tools. Right now, I have about $6,000 in unsecured debt left to pay off, another $8,000 bill, and student loans. My goal is to pay off those first 2 debts by the end of the summer so that I just have to focus on my student loans. Here's the thing. When I started, I had well over $60,000 worth of debt. I started my debt freedom journey about 6 or 7 years ago. So that's a lot of time, but it feels like just yesterday. And I'm gonna be honest, it also felt like this pandemic happened at the wrong freaking time. I was looking to ramp things up and not knock out those 2 bills this year. But honestly, stuff always happens at the wrong time, and my plans are still the same. I've just learned that I have to approach my plan differently than what I previously thought I was going to do. What did I learn about financial uncertainty? I learned that I will be a lot more aggressive when planning for it, and that a savings account of 1 year minimum is my newest goal. Here's how to manage that uncertainty. First, take an inventory of your life to see where it shows up in your specific life. Look at your job security. Look at your ability to earn more money. Look at your debt load, your extended family's financial situation, your insurance. Do you have health, life, or home insurance? Examine your budget and look for ways to gain access to the same things by spending less. Here are some examples. I spent $18 on transportation in the month of April, and $12 of that was because I have a car share. So basically, I pay $12 a month in order to have access to a car. I've talked about my car share love before. I don't have kids right now, so there is no reason for me to have a car, especially because I live on the light rail line here in Denver. So I decided to not have a car. That means that I am not really paying that much for transportation, especially now, because where in the heck am I going to go? Where am I going? Not going anywhere because everything's shut down. But I'm not going to talk about that right now. Clothing. Do you really need to buy new clothes right now? Who is going to see you except for your Zoom meeting people? And you could just switch things up. They won't know the difference. They will not know the difference at all. Groceries. I actually still use my Ibotta savings app. Now that people have stopped freaking out and understand that we're going to be dealing with this for a while, I've noticed that the stuff that I need in the grocery store is pretty much stocked. Like, that's not an issue anymore. And so I use my savings app in order to save on groceries and booze. So definitely check out Ibotta. I have a link in the show notes if you want to sign up. You will actually get $10 after you redeem your first savings, and I will get $5. So sign up. It's awesome. I'm obsessed. It's a Colorado-based app too, and I've met the CEO of the company, so I'm a huge fan. Cell phone. So I actually right now use a service called Mint Mobile. I love it because I only pay $400 a year for it, and Ryan Gosling calls us from time to time, not individually, like as a group, but he, I think, is the owner or one of the owners of Mint Mobile. Regardless, all I know is from time to time, I get messages from Ryan Gosling, and the phone service is very affordable. So again, check that out. I have a link in the show notes for that too. My point with that is there are a lot of things that you can do with your money in order to manage uncertainty. And one of the things that you can do is to lower your overhead. That is the whole point of that conversation. Lower your expenses. And now is a great time to do it, because what else are you going to do? We can't even really leave our houses. And even when we do, for those of us who think that we have to still be, you know, careful and socially distanced and 6 feet away, there are things you have to consider. So that is, I'm getting off the soapbox, but those are my thoughts. Okay. So lesson number three, check your privilege. There have been many, many instances in my life where I was on the exact opposite of anything that resembled privilege. Like when I lived in a studio with my mom supporting the two of us on Starbucks money and student loans, and I was depressed and really freaking broke. So if you're listening to the show and you're like, Michelle, what privilege are you talking about? I've been in your shoes. I get it. However, right now I do have some privilege, and I want to share it as a lesson in becoming self-aware. And I think in a moment like now, it's important to be self-aware. And I want to share what my privilege looks like in this moment. I live in a neighborhood that's close to a huge park, so I can actually recreate very safely during this time. Right now, I can get my groceries delivered to me so that I don't have to go into the grocery store, which quite honestly, I'm not excited to go to because I hate wearing my mask because I feel like I'm suffocating. I actually am weird about covering my nose. I always have been. When I'm on the plane, I like to have the air shooting on my face so it's hitting my nose so I can feel like there's air in there. So this is actually very physically uncomfortable for me to wear my mask. I will do it. That's a non-issue, but physically it's uncomfortable. So fortunately, I have the opportunity. I can make the choice to get my groceries delivered. And quite honestly, moving forward, starting next week, That's how I'm going to get all my groceries. And I'm talking the regular groceries. I'm talking milk-based products, whether they are dairy-free or regular milk, and meat products. So I'm literally switching everything online. And that is a privilege because not everyone can do that. And I have to be self-aware enough to know that. I'm able to go to my local coffee shop and talk to people from a distance. And quite honestly, as a person who lives on my own, that's been good for my mental health. I've been good. And as an only child, actually, I think I have, you know, many, many years of experience kind of being able to entertain myself and do things and whatever, but it's not healthy just being by yourself all the time. It's just not, it's very unhealthy. So I'm fortunate enough that I have a couple of coffee shops, that are open. One is now my bar because they serve alcohol. And so it's hilarious because there's like a regular guy who walks to the coffee shop and orders a tequila shot because why not? Why not? Why not? The other coffee shop has now become my co-working space, even though and mind you, both of these, you have to be outside. It's not like you're inside. I am outside, very far from other people, but this is still a privileged thing to do because I have access to that and I have access to these places in a safe way. And I appreciate it. I work from home and I have access to the internet via my laptop. I own a smartphone and have access to the internet via that too. And that's kind of huge because that means I can do work-based things from the safety of my home or a patio. I have access to entertainment. The other day I was like, I want to rewatch Percy Jackson. Yes, stop judging me. So I purchased it on Amazon Prime for $3 and I watched it and I enjoyed every minute of it. Again, stop judging me. I enjoyed it. But my point is I can do things like that because I have access to internet and not everyone does. And that's important for me to keep in mind. I take free fitness classes with the local fitness center that I work on very tiny projects for each week, but those projects are really helpful for the owner of that facility. So as a result, I take 3 to 5 fitness classes a week at my old studio that I was attending before this happened. I had arranged this work share prior to this whole thing happening, and we were actually able to rework the scope of work that we'd originally agreed upon. And this has been wonderful for me because I'm dancing with the same people I would have been dancing with in the studio, but now it's just via Zoom. But I did that prior to this happening, and it's been really great. So today, as I record this, I had already taken that class. I got my workout on, and it's good because I'm still emotionally eating. I'm still eating my feelings. So that ability to work out has been great because I still can't go to the mountains. So for those of you who are like, why? Because people in Denver live 40 miles away from the base of the mountains. And we are all being asked to recreate no further than 10 miles from our home, which means I can't go to the mountains right now. I expect that to change pretty soon within the next couple weeks, but I was going to the mountains usually like a couple times a week, especially the warmer the weather, I was going every couple times a week. So it's been a big change to my lifestyle, and having that class, those classes have really helped me feel normal. So why do I share my privilege list? It's so that all of us can gain some perspective of what does privilege look like during a time like this. So I encourage you to spend some time kind of reflecting on areas that you may be privileged in, and just, you know, it's not to feel good or bad about it. It's just to be aware. Lesson number 4, people are paying attention to what you're doing. Seriously, people are watching and noticing the following. If you're nice, snarky, empathetic, selfish, lack empathy, etc., we are noticing and remembering who you are. And because we can't leave our home, we are exceptionally hyper aware of what people are doing. And that's something that's important to remember. We should always be self-aware, of course, but now extremely important to pay attention to how you're showing up as a human in this world right now. Mark Cuban, he owns the Dallas Mavericks. Anyway, he said the following about this moment, and I quote, how companies respond to that very question is going to define their brand for decades. If you rushed in and somebody got sick, you were that company. If you didn't take care of your employees or stakeholders and put them first, you were that company. The idea is how you respond in a moment like this, people are going to remember. You have to put people first in this moment. You really do. And if you have to spend time kind of weighing the good and the bad, it needs to be clear to us that you're weighing the good and the bad with the decisions that you're making and that you're being thoughtful, whatever it is that you're doing. So right now I'm selling products right now. And I think a lot of people are very afraid to sell things. And I get it, because you don't want to be tone deaf. You don't want to be that person who's like, buy my thing. And someone's like, I lost my job, you asshole. So you have to be very self-aware. You have to be very empathetic, and you have to know the rooms that you're in, so to speak. Lesson number 5. Whew, this one's a hard one. Don't take things for granted. It pains me to say that I took it for granted that I would be able to do what I wanted to, when I wanted to do, whatever it was I wanted. I see now that was a mistake. I love to travel internationally, but I haven't been abroad since the end of 2014, when I spent 2 months in Australia and Hawaii. Hawaii is America. I'm just saying, I was gone for 2 months and those were the places I went. I was looking forward to traveling internationally towards the end of this year. And I'm very aware that it may be incredibly difficult, quite honestly, for Americans to travel internationally for the next couple of years. I used to work in immigration. So I used to work with international students, helping them get their documents in order to come to the US. And I'm basing this on my experience with that. I don't think a lot of Americans understand what's about to happen. It's going to be very difficult for us to go abroad. And I'll tell you reason number one, most countries will request that we self-quarantine for 14 days. Most Americans have 2 weeks of vacation. It's just not going to work. So that means you're highly likely not to go on trips abroad. The only thing that's my saving grace is I work for myself, so I can build in that 14-day quarantine. And people are going to be very serious about this. So an example of that is, at the time of recording this episode, a guy went to Hawaii, which again is America, okay, but it's an island, and he got fined $4,000 because he didn't respect the quarantine. So people are taking this seriously. They do not want you bringing your germs to their country. And unfortunately, we have the distinction of being the country with the most cases. And the perspective of other people in other countries is that we're not doing a good job with this. And I say this just honestly, candidly, because I have friends who live all over the world and they have relayed this to me. So what that means is, if I want to go abroad, like if I want to go to Iceland, one, you know, they're opening their doors and they're like, we're gonna like give you a COVID test upon arrival. What happens if they give you that test and you're sick? They will not let you off that plane. So people, that's just keeping it real. Like, my dreams of travel and the stuff that I was wanting to do, like I was gearing up for this, things are going to be different for at least the next year and a half to 2 years. And that's just honest. And anyone who doesn't want to hear that, like, the truth is truth. I took it for granted that I have plenty of that I would have plenty of time to do the things that I wanted to do. And the fact of the matter is, there is no guarantee of the amount of time that you will have to do what you want to do. There's no guarantees in life. And this situation makes that so painfully clear. Do it now. Weirdly enough, at the end of 2019, when I was updating all of my social media images, I added one that said the following, and I'm like kind of tripped out about it. It said, sometimes later becomes never, do it now. I never realized how prophetic those words would be and how much I would find myself questioning myself and all of the ways I waited to do whatever it is I wanted to do. I was waiting for that perfect time. And I really regret that, actually, for certain things. There is no perfect time. Things that I will do moving forward. Dressing up. I actually really love to dress up. And In the past like 5 or 6 years, I just kind of stopped doing it because I was focusing on paying off debt and just trying to clean up my financial life. And I think during that process, I just kind of lost myself during like along the way. And I live in a very casual place. Like Colorado's casual. So when people dress up, people like notice that you're dressed up. Like people will say, "Oh my God, you look so good. What, where are you going?" And I just always loved to look nice. Like I was always that kid. Like as a kid, I liked to look nice. And now I'm just like, ugh, I miss dressing up. You know who is my style icon in the personal finance space? Dumpster Doggy, whose name I have just forgotten because I've met her only once or twice. But if you go to her feed, she is so 100% herself and so stylish and fun. And that's what I want to do because I don't care anymore what other people think. Do you? We are surviving a pandemic. If you are listening to this now, you are thankfully healthy, I hope, and well. I want to dress up. So just so you know, that's going to be happening. Auditioning for dance squads. I'm not 20 anymore. It's just a glimmer in my mind. Okay. I'm a Gen X, but I will absolutely be auditioning for dance stuff and just putting myself out there because why not? Why not? What do I care? If it brings me joy and I'm having fun, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I don't care. I'm going to do it. All the things I really cared about, like, well, maybe I'm too old for this, or maybe I'm too young for this, or maybe that I don't care. I literally don't care anymore. So that's a thing I'm going to do. Learning to become a DJ. This actually has been on my list for years. Like I have always wanted to become a DJ. And now's the time. I'm going to learn to be a DJ. So just heads up. I'm a DJ. Boop, 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 boop. And I'm really excited about it. Living abroad again. Real talk, I really love living in Colorado. I love my lifestyle. But honestly, I need a break from the US for a while. Like a year. I need to go away for a year. And as soon as I can, I will be gone. It's not you, America, it's me. It's just time for me to go away. And I cannot wait. And I'm starting to think about where will I go? This one's a big one. Stepping into my moment as an entrepreneur. It's really embarrassing to admit this, but I've played it small a lot more than I would like to admit in my entrepreneurial life. No more. Playing small keeps me from living in my purpose and from helping other people. No more. Finally, kicking fear squarely in the nuts and living the life that I dream of for myself. Because honestly, surviving a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic has taught me a lot about myself. Some of the ways that I've let myself down and some of the ways I've listened to myself and done right by my decisions. So at the end of the day, consider this moment a second chance, a reboot, a redo. Don't squander it. Do it ugly. Make sure to grab my free mini toolkit, Do It Ugly, with tips on how to launch your first podcast, blog, book, event, or course. And once you grab that toolkit, you will have ongoing access to weekly in-person or pre-recorded workshops focused on helping listeners like you make money selling what you already know with the skills that you already have. I hope you enjoyed this episode. A lot of food for thought, thinking heavy right now, very meta in my feelings, but I wanted to share some of the lessons that I've learned during this time. And some of them were a little awkward for me, but I think it's important that you know where I'm coming from. And if it resonated with you, definitely let me know. And I wish you all the best. Wash your hands and take care.